now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called on the armed forces to deepen reform to enhance strategic capabilities in emerging areas. Xi Jinping is also chairman of the Central Military Commission. He made the remarks at the National People's Congress session in a plenary meeting of the delegation of the People's Liberation Army and the People's Armed Police. Xi Jinping urged the armed forces to forge a stronger sense of mission, deepen reform, and promote innovation. Official data shows that China's total imports and exports of goods expanded 8.7% yearly in yuan terms in the first 2 months of the year. The country's foreign trade in goods stood at 6.6 trillion yuan, or roughly 930 billion U.S. dollars. Exports saw robust growth, expanding over 10%. Shipments of mechanical products, including integrated circuits and automobiles, accounted for nearly 60% of exports. Private enterprises continue to be the backbone of China's foreign trade, contributing more than half of the country's total trade value. The finance ministry says China's fiscal budget was well implemented in 2023, thanks to the upward trend in the Chinese economy. As revenue rebounded last year, China strengthened fiscal support for major national strategic tasks. The support went to key areas such as science and technology, rural revitalization, and environmental protection. Newly implemented measures led to tax refunds, tax and fee cuts, and deferrals amounting to 2.2 trillion yuan, or over 300 billion U.S. dollars last year. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China will deliver on its commitment to upholding justice and advancing win-win cooperation. He made the remarks on the sidelines of the second session of the 14th National People's Congress. He said China will strive to provide more Chinese solutions to both regional hotspots and global issues, creating new opportunities for the world with its own development. Dong Shui has more.
Wang Yi said despite the turbulence the world is facing, China will continue to be a force of peace and stability. He described the situation in Gaza as a human tragedy and civilizational disgrace, adding that nothing justifies the protraction of conflict and the killing of civilians. Wang added that historical injustice to Palestinians must not continue and a two-state solution was the only way to enduring peace. On ties with the United States, Wang said Washington should take an objective and rational view of China's development and honor its commitments on China-U.S. ties. The relations, according to Wang, have improved since last year's meetings between the two presidents in San Francisco. However, the Biden administration's latest move to curb Chinese electrical vehicles shows the seriousness of challenges in stabilizing one of the world's most important bilateral relations.
China will grant a visa-free policy to Switzerland, Ireland, Hungary, Austria, Belgium, and Luxembourg on a trial basis starting on March 14th. Ordinary passport holders from the countries can enter China without a visa for up to 15 days for business, tourism, family visits, and transit purposes through the end of November. A Hamas delegation has reportedly left Cairo, but the negotiations regarding a potential truce between the movement and Israel will resume next week. Egypt's Al Qahira News reported that consultations are continuing between all parties to reach a truce before the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. The high-level Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo on Sunday for talks over a truce with Israel, which has been running a massive military campaign on the Gaza Strip over the past 5 months. U.S. officials say a Houthi missile strike on a Barbados-flagged cargo ship off southern Yemen has killed at least three crew members. They're the first deaths caused by the militant group's attacks on merchant vessels. The Houthis say their actions are to support the Palestinians in the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Meantime, media reports say two U.S.-led airstrikes have targeted the international airport in the Houthi-controlled city of Hodeidah following the incident. In tennis, reigning Indian Wells champion Carlos Alcaraz is looking forward to defending his title this week.
Well, I'm really happy to be back. Yeah, this is a place that I love. I love playing. I love being here. And yeah, coming as a defending champion is, I'm going to say, even special. You know, the run that I had last year, it was unbelievable, and hopefully to repeat it this year.
The world number two will return to the court after suffering a slight ankle sprain in the first round of the Rio Open 2 weeks ago. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.